All right, so welcome to a special interlude, supplemental Android Central podcast, because holy crap, Russell Holly, Pokemon Go is a thing. I'm old. I have no idea what we're talking about, but everybody and their mother and occasionally grandmothers are playing this thing. What is going on?
Yeah, it's super crazy how this this really kind of took off in a unique way. But basically, there's just a ton of people playing this game that is, you know, very similar to Niantic's original game, which is Ingress, where you go out into the real world with your phone in your hand and you go to real locations and you do things. Some of these things are a little different than Ingress, where you're playing with these little critters from the original Pokemon game. But you're going out and exploring the real world and you know, playing this game with a bunch of other real people who are also in the same physical place that you are. You know, playing the same game, usually on different teams. So you're actually, you know, competing against the people who are in this real place with you. It's very different, and it shouldn't be.
By the way, we've got Jen Carner with us. This is Jen's first podcast appearance, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely my first time.
Is it going to be your last time? We'll find out.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. But no, I mean, Jen's more into this than me as well. I mean, I played Ingress back in the day. I haven't played it in a long time. But I used to roam around the town and actually meet people, and I'm not an introvert, but I just, you know, I'd rather just walk around and play it by myself. But damn it, I ended up meeting people, and put it this way, I mean, I'm in Pensacola, Florida, not the world's biggest town. I took the family downtown on Saturday to eat and could immediately spot people playing this. Like, it's obvious. It's a weird phenomenon, and we have a whole bunch of people who never played Ingress and kind of aren't used to this sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I only ever dabbled in Ingress. I never really played it that much because I found out about it late, but as soon as I found out that Niantic was doing Pokemon Go, I've been waiting expectantly for months upon months for this. Because, I mean, I grew up with Pokemon, so I'm kind of like the target audience.
Russell, I think we talked about it a little bit on our podcast that we recorded, God, just Thursday, but do me a favor and back up, because I'm from not a different generation, but I think Pokemon was just a little after my time. What is Pokemon? What's like, if you're explaining this to your dad, not that I'm that much older than you, but what the hell is it?
Oh, no, I'm going to let Jen take this one, because I only played a little bit.
Okay, so Pokemon is a world in which there are tiny little pocket monsters. Well, they start out tiny. They get bigger eventually. That are all over the world. You've got different types of Pokemon from grass and fire and ice and poison and insects. And they sort of just populated the world, and you would go out and catch them and try to catch all of them. And so the easiest way to explain it is it's literally you are going out and catching tiny monsters that you want in your pocket. There's so many of them now because of all of the different generations. So the cool thing with Pokemon Go is that it's the original 151 Pokemon from the original games that came out, like, I guess
20
like,
years ago.
Has it been 20 years
ago? This already? Is their 20th anniversary this year.
Oh, damn. Yeah, so you go out and you catch your little pocket monsters, and in the games, the DS games, rather, you would go and you would, like, battle for gyms to get badges, which is where we see the gyms that different teams can now battle for as real locations in the real world. There's a lot of differences between the original games and what we're seeing now in Pokemon Go, but that's because it's taking something that was always, you know, a game on a handheld device that's now a game that combines your phone and the real world to let thousands of people who've wanted to be a Pokemon trainer for years to actually become a Pokemon trainer.
All right, so I want to play Pokemon Go. What do I need? What's like the very first thing I need to know?
You're going to have to go outside.
Look, actually, and that's a thing, because my 9-year-old and I went out yesterday morning because I wanted to show it to her. It's freaking hot here in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of not a fun thing to play when it's, you know, 90 degrees at 9 a.m.
It's not a fun thing to play when it's 20 degrees and, you know, there's a foot of snow outside either, but that doesn't stop people from, it didn't stop people from playing Ingress in those conditions either, and it's crazy. But there is no... You know, Pokemon Go is a little different from Ingress in that there is something, there are some things that you can do sitting at home. Like, if you've already gone out and done stuff, then you can come back and you can kind of manage the Pokemon that you have, and you can evolve them, or you can do things like that. But there are also items that you can use that will bring Pokemon to you in the game.
Lures. And so there are,
yeah, lures, and there's an incense where it has this little purple thing that goes around you. Lures work on a Pokestop. You have to be at a physical location, and you can put a lure somewhere, and they'll come to that. But if you have, there's another item called incense that you can use, and they'll come specifically to you. And it's kind of fascinating. There's a team element to this. If you are with a group of people in an area, and a Pokemon shows up, it shows up on all of your screens, and you all have the opportunity to try and catch your version of that Pokemon, unless you're using an incense. If you're using an incense, then when a Pokemon shows up, you are the only person who can see it and capture it.
If you were like me and you're old and feeling a little lost, you're not alone.
No, this is complicated stuff. It's surprising how complex the game is.
I mean, the game does a good job of walking you through it, and I'm not very far along because I have to work and stuff. So when you first turn this thing on, for lack of a better word, I mean, it does a nice job of explaining to you what's going on, and at first you're going to catch these Pokemon that you see around you, and you catch them with Pokeballs?
Right.
Okay. By flinging them, flinging them on your phone like you've done in any number of games, right?
Yeah, you use the Pokeball and you swipe towards the Pokemon. When you first hold the Pokeball, a little, targeting circle will appear around the Pokemon. So you just swipe towards them, and hopefully you catch them. There's a little bit of trial and error, because depending on the Pokemon, some are easier to catch. Zubat in particular, I have not been able to catch yet because I can't hit him. He's a pain in the butt. But, it just depends on the different Pokemon. And if they've got a higher combat power, which is how effective they are at holding gyms and battling other Pokemon, they're harder to capture. So you may end up needing the higher graded Pokeballs that you'll get as you level up.
Okay. And there are in-app purchases. I mean, the game itself is free, right? I can play it, but there is an opportunity for me to spend money?
There's an opportunity in a big way to spend money. So in the store, you can pick up Pokeballs, potions, revives, incense, lure modules, all kinds of different items that all cost different amounts. Now, right now, the only way to get money in-game is by holding a gym. And for every, I don't know the exact amount of time, but for every X amount of time that you hold it, you'll get coins that can then be spent on those in-app purchases. So they've given you a way to kind of get around having to pay out of pocket when you run out of Pokeballs, so long as you've held a gym for at least 24 hours. And the higher the level of the gym, the more money that you'll get from holding it.
And we did talk about this on the other podcast, because I had Russell explain that it's GYM, so it's like a gymnasium, where and when you say hold it, the team that you're a part of has to capture it, right?
Yeah, so the way it works is when you first get to a gym, if there's nobody already in it, which is not going to be happening because the game's already been out for 3 days and everybody's been fighting for every gym out there, but initially what you'll do is you'll choose a Pokemon to fight against whichever Pokemon is currently in the gym. And it opens up a mini game where your Pokemon and the other Pokemon have to battle against one another. And if you win, then you then become the person who is holding the gym. And other players from your team can come and help to level up your gym. And then once your gym has gone up a level, they can add more Pokemon to it, which makes it much more difficult for another team to roll through and then take it back for their team.
Do you have Pokemon running around below you down there?
Not in my house, but...
What is that sound?
Oh, that is my dog.
Oh.
Ja.
She should have just said yes.
Your dog is attacking a Pokemon.
He is. He's got a little orange lizard that he's going to eat him one day.
That's great. Yeah, so the gym thing is actually kind of interesting, because even if your team has control of the gym, you can still go and do stuff. There's a training element to it as well, where you can increase the level of the gym, and when it increases in level, you can put more Pokemon of your team there, which makes it harder for someone from another team to come and take over. And these the battle things that happen at the gyms, they're actually really fascinatingly multiplayer. And there's a visual element to it. Like, you can show up and see, when you go to fight, if other people are fighting, you actually see it on your screen, where the other players are in there doing stuff. It's really fascinating how just visually they've gone really far to make sure that you know that, you know, you're playing this with other people.
And that's actually very much like how Ingress was. You would capture portals and you could battle live. You know, you get a bunch of people together.
Yeah.
And so it's very much mirroring that. We've already seen a lot of stories about people. I mean, the problem is when you interact with people, bad things can sometimes happen, just like good things happen. So we're already seeing stories about people getting attacked in one way or another. What sort of just basic safety tips would you give for somebody who's looking to get into this for the first time?
So part of it is, like, there are certain Pokemon that you can only find at night, right? But walking around at night by yourself with your smartphone out in front of you is not necessarily the best idea. My biggest thing is to, like, find, if you're going to go out at night, find, like, one or two friends that can come with you so that you're not alone, so that you've got, like, a group. And the other thing is to just keep an eye on your surroundings, because not all Pokestops, not all gyms are in necessarily safe areas. It might end up being in a bad neighborhood, especially if you're in a larger city or a city like Baltimore. So it's half keeping an eye on what's going on around you and being aware of your surroundings.
And you bring up Baltimore because that's where you guys
are. Yeah, I'm literally 5 minutes outside of the city, so I'm probably going to go up to Baltimore tonight because I've seen the number of Pokestops and gyms. They're everywhere because of all the murals. So there's a ton of area for players to explore, but it's the same thing as walking around in any city after dark, where you need to be aware of your surroundings. You know, if you're not sure of where you're going, you might, you know, want to bring a couple of friends with you who are also playing so that you can all go together. Sort of simple stuff like that is the basics of safety while playing Pokemon Go, for me at least.
Russell, you and I have kids. Jen, I assume. Well, we have Jen too. We'll claim Jen. why not? Oh, the daughter. Wait, no, I already have two daughters. I don't need a third. I'm already outnumbered. I mean, this is probably not the sort of game that I would let my 9-year-old play unattended. And while I love the idea of her doing more things, it's... And you know, she can walk around my neighborhood, I guess. But still, right? If I've got kids, I'm going to want to watch them a little bit while they're doing this.
Yeah, this is something, you know, I'm definitely not going to let my kids go out and do this on their own. This is something that I would go out and do with them. Even if it's just handing them the phone and walking behind them, you know, it's an important safety thing to be with them for that. But also, a big part of how this game works, and this is something that a lot of people, I think, aren't quite ready for yet. You don't have to walk around staring at the screen the whole time. And this will actually get easier later this month than it does right now. But there's a mode in the game where you basically just hold the phone down at your side. And as you're walking between the Pokemon stops, if something, like if a creature shows up, the phone will buzz. And so you can then pick your phone up and take a look as you're walking from place to place to do stuff. But that's actually one of the big reasons that the Pokemon Watch, the wrist accessory, is coming out later this month. Is going to address. It's a wristband that Bluetooth connects to your phone and allows you to walk around with the phone in your pocket, and when a Pokemon is nearby, it'll buzz the wrist, and you'll actually be able to push a button on the watch to do things like interact with Pokestops or to try and catch a Pokemon so that you're not constantly walking around with your nose buried in your screen.
And the other cool one with that is the giant Pokewalks that have started popping up in, like, bigger metropolitan areas. Like, DC had one. It was either Saturday or Sunday where, like, almost 300 people showed up in the middle of the day to go walk around D.C. and collect Pokestops and catch Pokemon.
Yeah, it was a big one in New York. There were a couple of videos from tons of people getting together. And that was something that happened with Ingress as well, but there were just massive groups of people trying to play the game. And this is a big thing. And it's also, you know, tapping into a bit of nerd culture. We've got a fairly decently sized gaming and comic convention here in a week in Baltimore. And I'm really interested to see how many people are trying to play this game and what the effects on the network are. From a technical perspective, with so many people trying to play that game in Baltimore, like, what the what the networks are going to be like while that's happening.
Why,
so,
why do you think this is? I mean, Ingress was not unpopular, but this is just stratospheric. What's, and the games are not exactly the same, but a lot of the mechanics kind of mirror each other. What do you think has just made it that much more massive? Is it just the camp factor?
No, this is entirely Pokemon. I mean, this is cashing in on 20 years of pop culture relevance that Pokemon has been around, and you know, like Jen said, this is something that is you know, something from our childhoods and something, you know, but it's not just people who played Pokemon. I mean, my mother-in-law, who, you know, her only extension to Pokemon was watching her kids play it growing up, has been going out on her own and playing the game, you know, without any of her kids or grandkids, just because it's, you know, this fun kind of cutesy thing to do. And I think that a lot of that, this was a good point that Michael Fisher brought up, Mr. Mobile, in his video, is that, you know, Pokemon Go is, you know, this, it's really bright and bubbly and friendly looking and kind of inviting, whereas Ingress has this kind of dark kind of technoscape looking to it. So people who aren't, you know, kind of techies or sci-fi nerds are going to look at Ingress and are kind of going to be turned off from it a little bit, just because it has that kind of dark, very technical look to it. Whereas Pokemon Go is very much the opposite. It's bright, it's bubbly, it's inviting, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
Less industrial and more cartoony.
Yeah.
How long do you think this is going to last? Obviously, it's not going to be this insane forever.
No, I think we're looking at this kind of initial week or two where people are creating their accounts and kind of jumping in and having fun, and it'll level out a little bit. You know, where we'll see, you know, kind of an initial drop off after the first week or two, because that happens with all mobile games.
Sure.
But afterwards, I still think we're going to have a pretty fair amount of people playing. What do you think, Jen?
I think there's still going to be a lot of people. Like, it's not going to be, I don't think it'll be quite as bad as it is right now. But even when it levels off, I think there's still going to be thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people everywhere playing, just because there are so many nerds who already play Pokemon. Like, they've been waiting for this. They want it. And there are a lot of people who never like picked up a Pokemon game who are really gung-ho about it now, because, you know, the Pokemon themselves are adorable. You get to kind of go out and explore your city. And it's also the perfect timing for that, too. Because it's the middle of the summer, the kids aren't in school, like, you have the ability to go walk around for 4 hours when it's, you know, 85 degrees out.
Let me be honest, Nintendo, if ever there was a time to believe that putting games on smartphones was a good idea, like, you don't need any more evidence than this. You need to get up and do this. Like, it's pretty nuts how popular this has gotten overnight.
There are even a lot of, like, groups between players on, like, Facebook that are constantly talking to each other about what gyms they're taking, where they need help, where they found specific Pokemon that people are looking for. Like, there's a lot of community interaction from people who have never left their houses, much less talked to other people.
Well, and that's a remnant of the Ingress culture that happened a ton with, you know, early days of Ingress, and that was a little easier with Ingress when there was a PC component at home where you could sit and look at the Ingress Intel map on the desktop at home. There is no version of that for Pokemon right now, and there's no in-game chat either to communicate with other team members, which was another big part of Ingress at launch. That just doesn't exist yet. There's somebody went and made a third-party app to do it. So, yeah, it's interesting. I really hope that it keeps going. I it's really cool to see just the positive social reaction. Like, even in our forums, we saw people who have just had tremendously social, you know, positive social experiences for this so far, and that's cool. I like that.
Let's talk limitations. So it's on Android. It's on iOS. If you have an Intel-based Android phone, and there aren't a lot of them out there, but there are enough that, you know, people notice when something's missing, mainly some Asus phones, right? It won't work on that. If you're running the in-beta Nougat, if you're running the developer preview, it shouldn't work. I haven't actually tried on any of my
devices. No, it doesn't work yet.
What else? You've got to have GPS, right?
Yeah.
Got to have GPS. You got to have a pretty decent data connection. If your data connection isn't strong, you'll have a lot of problems interacting with gyms and stuff. It'll lag out.
What is the latest? So you have to use a Google account to play right now?
No, you can have Google account is the default. You can have a Google account and kind of sign in and do that. But there is also a Pokemon Company account that you can have and use in order to create an account with Niantic. You're given those two options when you go to sign in.
And there's a little bit of to-do about using a Google account, right?
So there's some security concerns right now with the way that Apple users are being made to sign in to the accounts. There's when you go to create, you sign in with your Google account on an iPhone, it grants Niantic complete access to your Google account, which as far as Google concern includes access to your photos and your email, you know, contacts and way more than a game would ever need. In order to play this game, but it's only limited to the iPhone, and it's not entirely clear why it's necessary yet. We're still kind of waiting on answers from Niantic as to why. But that is kind of a weird concern. If Niantic servers were ever compromised, that's a ton of personal information to go to someone that definitely doesn't need it.
And it's just one of those things that probably just isn't working the way it should. And I have a feeling that it'll hash itself out at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure that this is, part of me wants to say that this is a remnant of how Niantic is using Google accounts on iOS, because the same login system does not work that way on Android at all. You don't have that problem. So it may just be, a problem with how it is that they're using the iOS login, in which case it's probably simple to fix, and it's unlikely we'll see the issue for very long.
Anything else you guys can think of? Obviously, we'll probably talk about this some more, much to the chagrin of people who would prefer we don't, but I can't stress how big a deal it is right now, and it's I tell you, it's really weird in the midst of just how crappy a week the country had last week to very much do this 180 to this frivolous thing that doesn't matter in the scheme of things, and nothing's, you know, things are still pretty bad a lot of places for a lot of people. So it's odd pivoting that sharply.
Yeah, it's this weird dichotomy that's going on right now where there's like everybody is either talking about Pokemon or terrible things that are going on. Like, there's not a lot of in between right now, unfortunately. But I mean, I went on a camping trip this weekend, so I left Civilization on Friday afternoon, and then I got back on Sunday, and everybody had realized that Pokemon was awesome and that they needed to play now. So that was highly amusing for me.
I'm just taking a deep breath. I'm trying to soak it all in. There's a lot. But how about this? Because we're out there in public, roaming around, going places. I mean, we need to remind ourselves that there are still businesses out there. We still need to, you know, not trample over somebody's grave just to catch a Pokemon, right?
Well, and beyond that, like there are a couple of people that I've run into so far who have talked about how easy it is to try and do this while you're in a car.
Mm-hmm.
To be perfectly clear, if you're trying to play this game in a car, you're a jackass. you don't do it. Get out and walk around and do stuff. You know, because there are tons of stories right now of people who they're driving up to Pokestops and then hitting their four-way flashers and doing the thing that they need to do and then just driving off to another location.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people doing it that they've discovered that the eggs that you need to walk a certain distance in order to unhatch, the speed limit for when those get recorded is 15 miles an hour. So if you drive at 15 miles an hour, then you can unlock those faster. You're a jerk. Stop doing that. Like, get out and play the game, walk around, you know, and that's going to happen. People are going to, you know, do what is most convenient to try and get that competitive edge. I will say that if you're trying to, for my nerdier people listening, if you try and do location spoofing, to sit at home and cheat and just kind of jump from place to place, Niantic is real good about finding that. So you are going to get yourself banned in a hurry if you give it a shot.
We have, our forums are really interesting right now. As they always are. And I dropped a note in there just to, you know, warn people, yes, we're going to be writing a crap ton about this. Just deal with it. You know, It's not even to say I'm all that crazy about it. The fact is people are reading this stuff. It's nuts. And I thought one person summed it up really, really well. Dan Hund. He said, "This is more than a game. It is an event. I spent the past 4 days with my kids hiking through parks and strolling downtown without pulling teeth to get them to go along. Seeing 30 to 40 other people, teens, young adults, parents, etc., doing the same things almost everywhere we go. They're not sitting on a couch or at a bar or wherever, but outside, walking around, hanging out, talking, laughing, meeting strangers, all being polite, respectful, having a good time. It won't last forever, but it sure is fun to be out there and be a part of it right now." And I thought that summed it up perfectly.
Yeah, one of the really interesting things that I'd seen are a lot of people who have issues with depression and anxiety have already started coming out and saying that, you know, Pokemon Go got me to start walking around and, like, I'm already feeling a lot better. Like, it's been amazing for my mental health because it gets me out of the house in, like, a productive kind of way that I never would have done otherwise, which is really interesting to see and, you know, pretty fantastic to get people out of the house and, like, wanting to go for a walk for 3 miles or things like that.
And meanwhile, the more cynical among us, hi, how's it going? It's like, the world was there before, but I get it. It's still cool to see. It's funny.
It's like the inspiration to get nerds out of the house.
With Ingress, we had like a little like insider thing, you know which faction are you a member of? But now it's like, it's not quite so insidery.
It's also an intentional decision to do 3 factions instead of 2.
Ooh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there was, a really, kind of angry downside to there being only 2 factions in Ingress is it's really easy to get combative against the other team members and be kind of nasty about it.
Yep.
It becomes that kind of firm dividing line. It's a lot harder when there are 3 teams. And you see that already. Like, people walked up in groups when we were playing on Saturday. And the very first question is, what color team are you on? By the way, be careful about how you say that. Because... I, without thinking, shouted to a lovely black woman and her daughter, "Hey, what color are you?"
Oh,
and
Russell.
Everyone looked at me and was just like, "Really, Russell?
Oh.
What just came out of your face hole?"
Wow.
So be careful about the words that you use. And she was so nice and got it right away. And I felt way less terrible as soon as I like caught my breath. So there's a ton of people going, "Hey, what faction are you? What team color are you? You know, what group are you in?" And the immediate result isn't, "Oh, you're the wrong team, get out of here." It's, "Oh, okay, cool." You know, because there, and I think a lot of that has to do with there being 3 teams instead of 2.
Yeah, there's a lot of amusing stuff going on, like, between the 3, like, in areas where, I'm in an area where Instinct was, like, knocking out all of the gyms for several days. So a bunch of the Valor and Mystic players came together and we were like, we're gonna have a momentary truce so that we can take out Instinct and then we can like just, we'll divvy up the land in between us.
All right, so what are the 3 names? Because I'm not even that far yet.
Instinct is yellow, Mystic is blue, and Valor is red, and each of them has a legendary flying Pokemon as their like emblem, which is Articuno, Zapdos, and I can never remember the Firebird. It's Moltum or something like that.
Moltres.
There we go.
I had to look it up.
I wish everybody at home could see the look on my face right now.
So, and it's important to understand that there is no functional difference between the 3 colors. It really is just whichever color you like and want to choose. The reason those 3 colors were chosen was because the original 2 versions of Pokemon that were released 20 years ago was Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue. And then there was a special version that was released later called Pokemon Yellow, where your starting Pokemon was a Pikachu and it followed you around and did stuff. But that's it. There is no special significance to the 3 teams.
Unless you have a lot of friends on one team.
Right. And it's entirely a social thing, you know.
By the way, if you're listening to this and Pokemon's not yet available where you live, if you're essentially, you know, I mean, it's not just the U.S.
Canada, U.K.
Canada and U.K., I mean, they're coming soon, they've said. So
yeah.
Hang tight. I know it sucks.
Let me tell you, you did not want to be a part of this initial wave. Because on Friday, the game was basically unplayable. The servers, it took Niantic a really long time on Friday to catch up and let people into play. And even then on Saturday, it dropped down a lot, had a lot of problems. You know, nobody, including the people at Niantic, had any idea how popular this game was going to be at launch. And they are still, scrambling to keep up. So When you get to play this game in the UK and Canada and wherever else, it's going to be rock solid, and we're all going to be super jealous because you're going to be able to go and do stuff really quickly. So it may suck that you're not, you know, able to jump in on day one, but rest easy.
All right, I think that's going to do it for this supplemental. Russell, Jen, thank you guys, everybody at home. Thank you. Yeah, go play it. It's maybe it's not your cup of tea, maybe it is, but it's really interesting to see. If you have questions, go to our forums, forums.androidcentral.com. We've got Pokemon forums way up high there. And ask questions. Say hi. We need to... I got some ideas. Ooh, I got some ideas. Yeah. All right. I'm sure we'll talk more about this on our next regular podcast. Thank you for giving us a half hour of your day, of your life. And I don't know. Is there a Pokemon sign-off thing?
Team Yellow is the best. Don't listen to Jen.
Team Valor for the win. What?
Later, guys.
Bye.